The government fails to deliver any evidence, so a Wallabies test will bring in the $20 million in economic gains it's touting, with the minister conceding it's a political decision. Aisha Verrill granted the Australian team an economic exemption to travel here for the Bledisloe Cup, despite the freeze on the quarantine-free travel with Australia. The team that's been operating in a bubble won't have to isolate, and it will arrive here by charter on Friday morning. The government claims a single test match is worth between $17 and $20 million in spending for the host region. But the decision has angered some exporters who are struggling to get in and out of the country to do business because of those same border restrictions and the squeeze on MIQ. The Acting Minister for COVID-19 Response, Aisha Verrill, explains the value of the game.
There is clearly an economic benefit to having the Bledisloe Cup played. I think it was estimated at over $20 million. And in addition, I'd note that the exemption is because these are not New Zealand citizens, but they're not coming back on flights that are that New Zealanders would otherwise be on. They're on a charter flight.
It is classified as an economic exemption. That's what the government's calling it. And when you talk about the value that this will have, the government is saying a test match is estimated to be worth between $17 to $20 million. So what proof did you require of that economic value?
Well, to be honest, Lisa, I got the advice of officials on that, but I think that seems like a very plausible estimate. But I think the if you look across the
arrangement... So which officials, Minister, I'm sorry to interrupt, but which officials gave you that advice and what number did they nominate?
I got advice from the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet on that, as well as advice from health officials.
I'm looking at figures in front of me now from the Auckland Council, which say the 2020 All Blacks versus Australia game brought to the region $938,000, give or take a few dollars. Dunedin has told us that the most that they have made from a test in the region is up to $10 million. So what proof did you require of the value that this would bring?
Look, Lisa, those are fair enough questions, and we may I may well need to go and have another look at that, but I don't think it's unplausible, the estimate that that we've been supplied with.
It's a pretty serious decision to make, though, Minister, isn't it? And here's the thing. We've talked to some businesses who are unhappy around a lack of transparency, and they're not sure what benchmark they need to reach in order to get an exemption. So can you explain the criteria to them as you applied it to the Wallabies in terms of the economic exemption so that they too can have a fair crack at it?
Look, it is pretty tough to be able to provide criteria when a lot of these opportunities are time limited. So clearly it's not like I'm looking at a list of other businesses that may be able to bring people in exactly the same time. To be honest, we looked at that as an individual case.
The reality is, though, Minister, this is entirely at your discretion, isn't it? So it's a political decision, isn't it?
It is, but I want to be clear that I took into account the health criteria, health and potential health impacts of people coming into New Zealand by this arrangement.
Understand that regarding the health criteria, but this is an economic exemption as stated by the government.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're saying that you took someone's reckons on what it would be worth.
They're official reckons, and so they are based on officials taking a diligent look at the data. But look, if there are concerns that they think that members of the public think our estimates are incorrect, I'd happily have another look at that. But we have granted the exemption for the Bledisloe Cup match to go ahead.
How do you explain that huge disparity? 938,000, Auckland says, from one test match, and you're using a figure of 20 million.
You also said a figure of 10 million, which is much closer in the
up to 10 million,
which is in the ballpark of that. So, look, I think you've got every right to question that figure, and we can go and have another look at that if you like.
Did you require a certain number of matches be played here in order to meet the benchmark for economic gains?
No, so the other tests will are to be determined.
So the reality is we could end up with just one test?
In this exemption has been granted for the first test to be played.
And how many people are covered by the exemption?
So it is approximately 60.
Okay. So the border order and issuing an exemption, the order requires you to consult with the Prime Minister, the Sports Minister and other ministers before you make this decision. Did anyone in that group think this was a bad idea?
I didn't receive any other feedback, no.
Did you consult with them?
Yes, yeah.
And none of them provided any feedback?
The deputy... Well, none of them provided me the feedback that you suggested that... I haven't had any other colleagues say that we shouldn't go ahead with this.
So the Prime Minister agreed this was a good thing to do, and the Deputy Prime Minister, who is also the Minister of Sport?
Well, we made the decision following those rules, yes.
Okay. So how were you able to turn this decision around in less than 3 working days compared to some of the waits that businesses and individuals face when waiting for their exemptions to be considered?
So officials worked very hard to bring the necessary information together in that time.
And is it not possible to work really hard to bring information together to make decisions for the business community and other individuals?
I mean, I think if you look at the range of exemptions we've provided to, range of efforts we've made to make sure that we bring workers in through managed isolation and quarantine, for example, RSC workers or mariners where they're needed by the fishing industry. We are making efforts to make sure that other industries can have their needs met as well.
Minister, I suppose it comes down to this. Is New Zealand rugby and the Wallabies getting special treatment?
Look, I think the really key thing about these exemptions is I don't sit there with a list of businesses that I'm deciding between because they are time limited, and therefore my choice was not the Wallabies versus someone else. My choice was the Wallabies or no one, and remember, they're coming in their own plane. So that was the decision I was faced with in this instance.
But can you see how some people might look at this and think it's not that transparent, where you cannot lay out a specific criteria for an economic exemption that you can benchmark against other cases?
Look, I think that is fair, that we could that we make sure that we take efforts to be clear about criteria for getting exemptions. That's a fair point. But I'd just point to that there's a number of ways in which we're supporting industry to move people across the border safely, and a number of industries are being helped in that respect.
And that was the Acting Minister for COVID-19 Response, Aisha Verrill.